I'm not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Introducing Sasha Frank, the series. We're at episode number 67. And as always, I like to give a little recap of last week's episode. I know we had a week's worth of time. And so I figured, you know, why not ask that simple question? What are you trying to prove? Have you figured that out yet? You know, we're either trying to overcompensate for something that we yearn to be like or yearn to be known for. Or we're trying to prove something to someone that won't mean anything to us possibly in the next year or so. Have you figured out what you're trying to prove? Because until you figure that out, you're going to keep going on and on in that cycle, trying to prove something to each and every person that you encounter. And this kind of helps me transition into my next topic, because the other day I found myself in my old stomping grounds, the place that God just had me up and leave. When, you know, I finally was getting comfortable and everything was going good, even though I had this slight feeling that, you know, there was something more to life, like I was finally, you know, getting things in order and, you know, making sure that I'm on time for service and for serving and all this stuff. But then all of a sudden there was a disruption that happened and I had to leave out of nowhere. And at first, of course, I was a little bit reluctant, but I knew that there was something far greater for me and I had learned everything that I needed to learn there. Have you found yourself in that place? Are you in that place right now where you've learned everything that you need to learn in that very place? Maybe it's, you know, at that job. Maybe it's with that friendship. Maybe it's out of school. In the classes that you're taking, maybe you don't need to go and get a master's degree in that particular field. Maybe you need to move on to something else that's going to open your eyes to other things that are going to be influential and very big and pivotal in what you're going to do in the future. Think of a few moments that you've had like that. I'm going to give you guys a few moments. So yes, I found myself in that same very stomping ground that I once loved, or at least grew to love. But it was so different this time. Yes, my friends were in place, or at least the people that I grew to know. You know, everybody was there. The seats were the same. The scenery, the location was the same. Nothing had changed. And I went back hoping to get that same feeling that I once had. But that feeling was no longer. You know, the same quirky attitudes or personality traits that conflicted with your spirit, you know, whether they had attitudes or weren't friendly, and you had to just muster up the courage to or even the boldness to just, you know, let bygones be bygones, not allowing their quirks to disrupt who you are. Just putting yourself aside and being selfless and being the bigger person. But this time around, I was so tired of, you know, trying to be something for them and trying to go around in circles and, you know, try to live up to their standards. Again, what was I trying to prove? And it's so funny because, as you guys might know, I love vintage fashion. So that's pretty much all I wear, but there are days that I'm casual as well. But, you know, there was a time period where when I first started going to that place, everybody would compliment what I wore. And of course, I would say thank you. And then there came a time where they were like, oh, yeah, Sasha with her outfits. Cool. Like, I don't know. It was just like more of a sarcasm. And they just kind of had to force themselves to compliment or to say hi to me. And so I can tell that it was forced. And so from that experience, I began to kind of dress down and, you know, I just kind of wanted to blend in and kind of be like them and just not really stand out. And I'm not saying that in a mean way, but I just kind of was diminishing who I was so that I can be accepted by them. But even still, I realized that they still didn't accept me. And it wasn't until one day I went with my friend to, I think it was like Panera Bread or Corner Bakery or something like that. And she asked me, so why don't you really get dressed anymore? Like, you know, when I first met you, you know, I complimented what you were wearing and you were, you know, this and that. And she was just saying all of these lovely compliments. And all of a sudden, I just literally start bursting out in tears, like tears are streaming down my face. Probably not as dramatic as I'm making it, but I just remember thinking to myself, you're right. Like, I've diminished who I was, my uniqueness, to make other people comfortable. And how many times have we made other people comfortable? And of course, like, if it's harming someone, then yeah, you have to use your discernment. You can't go around shouting and doing all these things that make you unique, but not for a good thing, a good reason. This quality, there was nothing wrong with what I was doing. You know, I just was being myself and expressing myself the way that I knew to do. Like, I love fashion. Maybe they love other things. And they, you know, have no apologies or give no apologies to other people for loving what they love. So I shouldn't have to do that either. So I was conflicted. You know, here I was once again in this place that I had to almost wear a mask, suppress who I was to be accepted, only to realize once again that that didn't really do the trick. And since being away in that short, a couple of months, I guess it may have been like, it's probably been about 4 months in between time, my tolerance was no longer accepting of what they were doing. I didn't have a tolerance for it anymore. I didn't want to pretend. I didn't want to, you know, force my energy to accommodate somebody else. Yes, of course. Yes, I wanted to be kind, and that's a very good trait to have, but there's a difference between being kind and trying to force your way into a friendship. And this time around, I was just disappointed in myself because I found myself kind of shrinking back to the girl that I used to be. And that's why it's so important that when you do leave old places behind and, you know, old friends behind, that's the reason that you don't look back. Not because you don't like them or because, you know, whatever, you can fill in the blank. You do that because you don't want to shrink back to who you are. They know you for being that person. They will continue to remind you of those weaknesses. They will continue to remind you of those faults. And most of the time, not intentionally. Some of the time, it is intentional. But they'll continue to remind you of those very weaknesses that you're trying to overcome, that you may have already overcome, but being in that environment is not allowing you to do so. So when you find yourself in a room that is no longer your home, or I think it was Luther Vandross, he said, a house is a home. I don't know, something like that. But, you know, in this house that is no longer your home, a house is just, you know, a house. But a home is a place that you make your own. When you find yourself in these places, you know that you're not supposed to be there anymore. And that's the same thing that I realized when I met up with a friend once more. It had been, you know, some time in between, probably a complete year. We met up and it didn't feel the same anymore. It felt like, you know, I was moving forward, and maybe she was too in other areas, but our friendship wasn't moving forward together. She was into the same things that I was into and I still am into, but I knew that God was kind of shifting me to another area. So my focus wasn't on that so much. And here I was in this, you know, place, meeting with my friend, just feeling conflicted. Same old conversations, same old shopping experience, same old whatever. It was the same old thing. And then it also reminded me of a time when I actually, when I came back from college and I went upstairs into my room and I saw everything was in place. Nothing had changed from the time that I moved off to college. Nothing had changed, but I had changed. And my change when moving back in, I had to redecorate my room because I was no longer that person anymore. I had to change some of my wardrobe because I no longer wore those outfits anymore. It was no longer the taste that I had. I acquired a new taste. May I ask you, what taste are you acquiring? Is it something better? Are you yearning for the past things because you're comfortable with it? My room didn't change, but I did. Have you changed in the small duration of time where you had to pick up and leave and go off to school, to college, to start this new chapter, this new season? Have you changed? And if so, I want you to write down maybe a list of things and reasons of how you have changed. Or a list of ways of how you've changed for the good. And then after that, I want you to list a few ways that you've changed in a not so good way. And of course, by doing this, you know, routine evaluation, we get a chance to see where we need to improve on as a person, to grow as a person, to build as a person, so that when the next season comes, we know what to let go of. We know what we need to do in order to fix our health by making sure that we wake up to, you know, exercise or go do Pilates or go on the treadmill or run around the area that you stay on, the grasslands, or, you know, wherever, go swimming. We realize what we're not doing and the effects that we're having, or the effects that it's having on our lives. So I hope you guys learned from today's episode. And until next time.